Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. Cornelius Baron, Cornelius Baron, Baron. Cornelius Baron, date of birth 11/14/1981, date of accident 7/18/2021, date of service 12/14/2022. The patient reports that he is here for a follow-up evaluation. He was injured on 7/18/2021 in an automobile accident where he was hit on the front end on the driver's side, leading to total car total. He was traveling as a rear seat passenger on the right alone in an Uber car. Subsequent to this accident, patient was taken to the ER in the DMC hospital. He started feeling loss of balance, forgetfulness, nightmare, fearful of the event, but no headaches or dizziness. But in addition, patients started having severe pain in the neck, mid-back, and lower back with radiation to the left arm and pain in the right shoulder with the an inability to lift beyond 110 degrees. And numbness, tingling of the fourth, fifth finger on the left side was reported. Muscle spasm was reported throughout. So far, the patient has had various treatment. He has been extensive physical therapy, laser treatment. He has had three sets of shoulder injections in the past, bursa injection one time. He has had three epidural injections for the cervical and seven epidural injections for the lumbar, one sacroiliac joint injection to the left side. All of these are done in the past so far, leading to 90% recovery of the patient so far. He now wants to go back to work. He has no neck pain, and only mild pain is left in the lower back to the tune of 1 or 3. He does report some spasm in the trapezius muscle in the middle and medium and lower fibers, and he wants to be injected there with cortisone and morphine. Overall pain level varies from 1 to 3. ADLs are not affected gravely at all. 90% healing has happened, and he feels much better. He has an extensive physical therapy and laser treatment. In neurology and psych, patient reports no symptoms of TBI. He has no headaches, dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, ear ringing, fainting, blackouts. He denies any seizures or any loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, confusion, disorientation. He has a mild loss of memory, denies any anxiety, depression, and panic. In the pain and numbness, patient has lower back stiffness and neck pain, shoulder pain, upper mid-back, upper back pain, and no difficulty walking. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or any other issues. In the GU, no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. Last 30 days, patient report that his pain level has improved and 90% healing has happened due to the various treatments. And in the no changes in medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma in the last 30 days. Current pain medications are Ortran and Tylenol codeine. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination is as follows. Blood pressure is 130/89, pulse is 98, pulse ox is 98 also. And the rest of the exam will be same from previous visit of 11/15/2022, dictation number 1116-047. Please mention that there is a trigger points notice in the right trapezius medial and the lateral fibers towards the paraspinal region. And they are tender. Three of them are noticed. And a patient has been pointing to them. There is a extreme spasm in the surrounding area. There is a tenderness which is reproducible. There is no relief with the entire physical therapy process. The diagnosis remains the same. Plan is to inject the trigger points that the patient has been pointing out with severe pain on the right trapezius. Other than that, patient continues the following. He continues on Zoloft 50 milligram at night. His medication, rest of the medication has been withdrawn as he doesn't need. He has been advised about marijuana. He also has been released to regular job with the light duty, 10 hours, 7 days, 15 pounds. No lifting above 120 degrees by the right shoulder. And his physical therapy has been discontinued. The patient will be seen in 30 days' time for another follow-up. Thank you.